This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in here to start KER Politics, starting off with Adam Levin. Adam is a very interesting guy. He's, among other things, a consumer advocate, but I have to say, in my way of thinking, even more importantly than that, and I'm not sure how there can be anything more important than that, but Mr. Levin is a very, very has a high level of expertise in cybersecurity, and we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the importance of true cybersecurity in the coming year, 2018. Opening comments, Adam?
Well, I think, look, we're living in a world, and thanks, Al, for inviting me. We're living in a world where breaches have become the third certainty in life, and cyber war has replaced the Cold War.
Mm-hmm.
Now, combine that with the reality that we have 8 billion, that's Dr. Evil, pinky to the lips, B billion,
right,
Internet of Things devices that are growing geometrically surrounding us, that are recording us, tracking us, gathering information. Oftentimes, we don't even realize what they're gathering, when they're gathering it, secured by extremely insecure protections. Now, think about the fact that the passwords for almost every Internet of Things device is manufactured default, and it's for sale in the dark web. And you get to see the totality of the issue is how incredibly exposed we are. In fact, if you think back to the movie Minority Report with Tom Cruise, we're almost there, where you would walk by a billboard, your retina would be scanned, and then ads that would be compatible with your interests would suddenly pop up. And then that kind of access was co-opted by the government, and all of a sudden the government was making estimations of who would and wouldn't commit a crime in an effort to prevent crime. And it spun out of control. And that's why 2018 is a watershed year, and we really have to focus on cybersecurity.
What's going to happen, Adam, in your opinion? Is this thing going to get to be under control? I mean, I have noticed, for example, on my computer of late, and also on my cell phone, whenever I Google something or make other queries about certain products or whatever, all of a sudden I get nothing but pop-ups for those particular products. Pop-ups that I've never asked for, obviously, but it inundates my computer, my cell phone, and my, you know, everything.
That's what we're facing, is that's the kind of information gathering that's going on, and that is something that frankly, people should be terrified about. It's really, other than trying to legislate and put regulations in effect and being much tougher on businesses that gather data and giving consumers greater rights in terms of going after businesses that would take their data, it's going to be a very long haul, as they would say in Game of Thrones, winter is coming. And unfortunately, when it comes to our identities, 2018 could be a very, very cold and long winter.
And your feeling is based on the fact that regulations are not going to be put into place where those actions can be prevented?
No, they're not. First of all, government can't agree on pretty much the day of the week.
Right.
And I remember a couple of years ago I met with a House committee, the staff from the House committee that was involved in privacy and security. And they said, look, we may or may not get something done in terms of security, but don't expect us to get anything much done in terms of privacy, because around here, nobody can even agree on what privacy is. Hmm. So that, you know, that pretty much said it all.
I find that to be absolutely, I don't find it necessarily be terrifying. I find the ability to spy on people when those people don't know that they're being watched, you know, Samsung smart TVs, et cetera, the cameras in your laptop, the cameras in your phones, I find that to be more than just a little disconcerting, because basically it is the first step, in my opinion, to 1984, that famous year written about by George Orwell. That bothers me a lot, and it's pretty hard to tell a government to back off, because the government doesn't have to back off. And that's a very, very disconcerting realization for me to have come to, Adam.
No, and a justifiable realization for sure.
Yeah.
When you run, there's a very thin line between national security and privacy, protection of privacy. And, you know, in the cause of defending the nation, liberties can be taken with people's information. And there is so much information that's being gathered about us every minute of every day by organizations that who knows what they do with it. They claim they tell you what they do with it, but they don't. And half the time, they don't even know where all of the information they've gathered really is. I mean, that's one of the problems we find with a lot of institutions that have been breached, is that what do you have, where do you have it, how do you protect it? And those are answers a lot of institutions can't come up with, and that is extremely disconcerting and unsettling. And when you have information sort of running in the wild, you really never know who's going to get their hands on it, what they're going to do with it. And then you have situations like recently where they uncovered these Spectre and Meltdown flaws. Now, I know Intel referred to this particular feature in their chip as a feature, but it was a flawed feature. I guess one person's flaw is another person's feature.
Sure.
But this was a situation where people didn't know that this existed, and it's existed for over 20 years. And they go, well, the good news is no one's exploited it. And the answer is because no one knew about it that we know of. Those are the magic words in cybersecurity. We only know what we know based on what we know, but we don't know what we don't know. And it's what we don't know that can kill us.
You know, what I find to be kind of interesting is people rally around the concept, the constitutional concept of freedom of speech. But freedom of speech, in my opinion, Adam, really has some responsibilities, for lack of better terms. And the reason I say that is for the obvious reason. You know, if you're gathering data and utilizing that data for true security purposes, that's one thing. You know, that's where I have to say that I and most of my colleagues and most of my friends said back when, you know, the ACLU came out and said, Mr. Bush, or President Bush, your regulations are simply unconstitutional. You cannot do that. I kind of shook my head, as did most of my friends, Adam, and we all said, you know what? If the government wants to know something about us, we don't really personally care, because we're not doing anything particularly wrong. You know, I'm not some guy who does a radio, admittedly a conservative radio program, who is looking to overthrow the government or whatever. All I am trying to accomplish on this particular radio show is to present the conservative point of view, I would have to say, as opposed to the liberal point of view, which you get enough of that in, for lack of better terms, you get enough of that in the daily newspapers. But when you start utilizing, when you go way out of bounds, in my opinion, and you start utilizing the information that you've gathered to inundate people on their computers, what have you, that's a very, very different subject to me than national security.
Listen, I don't disagree, but then here's the, like, for instance, the Apple versus the FBI debate, and the whole question of should there be backdoors in encrypted systems. And the issue is twofold. One is, how do we feel about information being collected? Secondly, how do we feel about government finding ways to get access to that information? But thirdly, when the government does get access to information, how do we know the government's actually properly secured that information so that it doesn't get into the hands of bad actors? And what we've now seen with breaches or leaks or whatever you wish to call it, with the NSA, and with the fact that pretty much every government institution in the United States has been hacked and breached.
Ladies
that
and gentlemen,
also raises
Adam, hang on one second. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to take a real quick break for an advertisement. I'm going to be right back continuing with this subject.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Continuing our discussion with Adam Levin. You know, Adam, the thing that really gets under my craw is the fact that I don't care if the government wants to watch me for true security reasons. If I'm breaking the law, goddammit, I deserve to be watched. But if I'm endangering my fellow Americans, I probably deserve to be watched. But for that information to be available to people who are trying to sell me a product, that's a totally different subject. And quite frankly, it really makes me angry. What's the solution, or is there even one?
Well, the solution is giving people privacy alternatives. And one of the things that's evolving now, which is sort of interesting, is that institutions that are gathering information about us are offering ways to help us keep our information more private for a fee.
Right.
So, and that's what's, for instance, with the ISPs and the fact that the FCC had passed a privacy regulation, which basically said that as an ISP, you can only collect a user's information if you ask for them to give you consent. And the rule was struck down as an example under the current administration of where you have regulatory overreach, and the Congress, using the Congressional Review Act, overrode the regulation. And the ISP said, well, we would never do that. And they said, you have a different set of regulations for Google and Facebook than you do for Verizon, AT&T, and other ISPs, and that's not fair, and, you're putting undue regulatory burden on us, and this shouldn't exist. And then shortly after it, they came up with all sorts of different ways to tell you how they were going to save you money and do all these things, and just give them more of your information, and we'll give you great deals. And that is disturbing.
I really understand what your main role is as a consumer advocate now. I really understand that. But I have to say one thing. To me, that is absolutely immoral. And the reason I say that is because the vast majority of people in the United States, certainly myself included, are unaware of when we are actually giving information to other people. I have no idea when people are picking up information on me. And I have to tell you, I find it very, very disconcerting knowing that the local Ford dealer or what have you has the ability to put up pop-ups on my computer because he knows that I have a bit of an interest in some of the models of Fords. It just really, really angers me. And there has to be some type of action that we, Adam, as we're all consumer advocates, in my opinion, if we're not, we should be. What kind of action can we take to stop this thing? Or is the snowball gotten too big and the hill too steep?
Well, I think that in the future there will be organizations that will make a marketing point out of the fact that they understand that a consumer covets his or her information, and they will in fact offer products and services that have privacy and security built in. It was a concept actually was developed by Anne Kavoukian, who is the former Information and Privacy Commissioner in Ontario, Canada, that instead of privacy or security being something bolted on to an existing product, it's actually something built into the core. Apple, for instance, prides itself on the fact that they are very covetous of your information. They want to help you protect your information. Time will tell if that's truly the case, but and they've made a selling point out of it. A lot of people have responded to them about that. There are other companies that they say it's in our privacy policy, although privacy policies are usually in mouse print written in 27th grade English.
Right.
And they basically say, not only do we have the right to access to your information, but we can sell it to anyone whenever we feel like it and whatever. And then there are cases like when Radio Shack made a big deal. In fact, we will not sell your information. And then when they went through bankruptcy, what's the first thing they did? They sold consumer information.
Yeah.
So, and there has to be a tougher line. And, the FTC has taken the position that you have a right to whatever privacy policy you want. But once you specify what that policy is, you darn well better stick to it or we're going to come after you. And, this is all part of the ever-evolving debate of privacy in this country. And, for people who are concerned about privacy, think about all the people that go online and do nothing but spend hours and hours and hours flinging out every possible morsel of information about themselves. And assuming it's all going to be okay. And you know what? It's not all going to be okay. And if you want to talk about just exposing yourself to anybody. The government can go on your Facebook page. They can say that they're your friend. They can do whatever they want to do. They will gather an enormous amount of information about you. Look at the cases where divorce lawyers have said social networking is the greatest thing that's happened to the divorce profession in years. Insurance companies love it. You put in for a claim. You say you're disabled. They just go on your Facebook page and see you skiing in Aspen. And then they go, really? How disabled are you? You know, what kind of an injury did you really sustain? We are, unfortunately, also contributing. So we have to understand that our privacy and security is now a shared responsibility between us, business, and the government.
I personally don't want my personal private security, private information to be a shared responsibility. Damn it, I got to tell you, Adam, nobody has a right to that information unless I specifically give it to them.
Oh, no, I agree. What I'm saying, shared responsibility, and the fact that it is as much on us to be covetous of our information as we have a right to expect those who we do business with and those who govern us to be protective of our information, and that they have a fiduciary responsibility, whether or not they want to admit it, they do. But we have a responsibility as well to be aware of what we're doing, where we're doing it, and understand the dangers that are out there.
It's pretty tough for a guy like Al Corlin, who certainly knows how to use a computer as well as anybody, but I am totally oblivious to the concept of keeping my personal information to myself. I don't happen to use Facebook. I don't happen to use any of the other social networking deals just because I've got a blog of my own that I deal with. It takes me an awful lot of time. So, but I have to say, to me, it's nothing more when somebody amasses your information and then sells your information, as is the case of Radio Shack, to somebody else. That's nothing more than just simply engaging in a very, very immoral, very, very illegal practice, and that practice is called stealing. When somebody doesn't give you something and you take it and then use it for your own profit, that's nothing more than theft. Ladies and gentlemen, I have to tell you, Adam Levin is one of the most interesting guys who we have on the show. Go to his website and learn more about Mr. Levin.
Find out more about today's guests. Visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. You know, I have to say, Adam Levin is one of those interesting guys out there when we're talking about cybersecurity. And cybersecurity, as Adam and I discussed for a couple of segments here, is something that is absolutely critical right now. There's no question about that. Having said that, I tell you something else that I think is absolutely critical, and we're not seeing it in the United States right now, and that is a free and balanced and accurate press. One of the reasons that I'm so enthralled, and you folks know I am pretty enthralled with the Epoch Times, is the Epoch Times, to the best of my knowledge, and I have to say I'm a pretty well-read individual, I think is telling the story, the political story in the United States on the federal level, better than anybody. Now, I have right now with me the publisher of the Epoch Times, Stephen Gregory. Stephen, I want to talk a little bit initially here about the changes that you have made in your paper, because we have had many of your colleagues on the line, starting with Valentin Schmidt about 3 years ago, getting over to Charlotte Cuthbertson and Joshua Phillip. You've got some really great people there. What I sense is a lot of enthusiasm, but you're the guy who is driving the wagon, for lack of better terms. You've obviously restructured the paper into what I would call three major sections. Let's talk about that and why you've done it.
We've always had, print edition has always had three sections, a news section, a life section, and the culture section, for lack of better words. What we have seen over the last 3 years is a maturation of our approach to politics and how that's an expression of our mission. We are a news agency. We are a news outlet which is seeking to bring humanity and truth and hope to our readers. We take a principled view of the news business. We look at news as something which is crucial for forming a nation, and we have a noble view of what the news business should be. And we're trying to be in line with the best traditions of journalism in what we do, and to bring to readers content that will inform them, but will also inspire them to, in their lives, seek what's best to, in their own lives, to seek what is truly good and gives meaning to life. And so, you know, naturally we are, as a news agency, we are devoted to telling the truth of the news. We're not looking to push a partisan agenda. You've praised our coverage of President Trump, but we think that coverage is good precisely because we're trying to be fair and accurate in how we report him, and we're not getting bogged down in the petty and small details. So consume the gossip. The gossip aspect of covering Trump that so consumed the news media this past year. We're trying to look at what's really significant in what he's doing. We see in what he's doing an expression in some cases of what's traditionally been good in this country, that he really values what has been most important about the American experiment. And that is something that is in line with how we approach the news overall. I mean, we see in the United States an exceptional, very important moment in human history. And we want our readers to understand what's so important about the American experience. And that's something where we come in line with President Trump.
Well, Steve, I've got to tell you, I felt for a long time, we've been talking about Trump, we've been talking about progressives, we've been talking about conservatives for an awful long time, say the past 3 or 4 years. And a question that I had back in, let's say, 2013 was, the 2016 election is going to prove just how strong the Clinton family really is. And I have to say, maybe I'm being simplistic, but I think the progressive slant, and it's more than a slant, the progressive emphasis of the news today, I think the magnitude of that is so great that I have to say, I think somebody's really behind it. And I would put Clinton's right up there at the top. I mean, I got to tell you, Steve, they're getting away with stuff that is absolutely unbelievable. And if our country doesn't change at this point, and they know it, and the other progressives know it, if our country doesn't change to a common sense direction at this point, we're going to evaporate, in my opinion.
You know, I agree with you that the Clintons have gotten away with behavior, if not crimes, that are unprecedented. So certainly we need a new direction in this country, away from the example that the Clintons have provided. I agree with that.
Well, I'll tell you what you guys are doing that I applaud is the fact that if you turn on the opposition to the progressives, obviously you're talking about Fox and you're talking about some other guy, radio guys, Rush Limbaugh and some of the others, but let's just focus on Fox for a minute. Let's focus on Sean Hannity, and let's talk about how aggressive and argumentative he is. I mean, I can't even watch the guy anymore, because talk about being a poor communicator. He's great at riling people up, but there's a difference between effectively riling people up and taking an effective viewpoint that the average person can just make up their own mind, because it's really so simple. And that's what you guys are doing, Steve.
I agree. We're not seeking to rile people up, and we're not seeking to push a particular partisan agenda. We are seeking to give people the news that really matters, and to tell it and tell that news in a straightforward way. And we feel that by reporting what's really significant that's happening, that we're doing something that much of the media are not doing.
That's
and
right.
So that and leaders recognize this. We just recognize we're providing some extra value that they're not getting from many of the other media sources. And so, you know, I mean, Sean Hannity has his place for what he does, and a lot of people, you know, he has a very large audience that love him. But we think that what we do is important also.
Well, I think it's more than important. I think you make people stop and think and come to their own conclusions. I mean, in the next segment, Steve, as you know, we're going to be talking about Trump's first year in office. You know, and those are simply facts. You can't say, and there's no way that you can contradict the fact that the economy is doing well right now. There's no way that any rational human being can basically contradict what the U.S. has accomplished overseas vis-a-vis ISIS, among other things. There's no way that any rational human being can contradict what Trump has done, what the administration has done vis-a-vis the situation with North Korea. I mean, I don't know how all of this is going to play out, but I'll tell you, I would guess that you guys are going to cover it in a very, very effective manner. Folks, we have put up a link adjacent to this particular interview, and also very obviously on our site, to theepictimes.com. Click on that link and you can get their electronic edition at no charge. I have to tell you, I'm glad you don't know where I live, and the reason I say that is because you guys would be flocking to my door thanking me for giving you this information, because these guys are really good. I've gotten to know them very well, starting out earlier with talking about the business section and now into the political aspect of it, and I have to say, these guys are good. Corey, I want to get your opinion on this paper. Listeners are very aware how optimistic I am about the Epic Times. What do you think, man?
I've known the Epic Times now for a number of years, ever since we were introduced to Valentin Schmidt, and I like their reporting, and the Epic Times is also just one of a number of media sources that I read, because I think every time you read a media source, you do need to understand where they're coming from. I truly do not believe that there are any unbiased media sources out there, and that's why I think it's important to do some research and really read articles with an open mind and understand where people are coming from when they write those articles. That's why I like looking at data and making my own decisions, but it's always good to talk to a number of people and get a number of different opinions, because that truly is how you become informed, I believe.
There you go. Become informed, as Corey suggested. You're going to be right back with us, Stephen.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Every industry faces distinguishing challenges and circumstances that shape the business and financial landscape. Camusso CPA LLC delivers unrivaled depth of knowledge and an engaging experience relevant to each client's industry-specific needs. Camusso offers preemptive guidance and knowledge required to achieve your greatest business and personal financial potential. Our approach is based on forging long-term business relationships accompanied by trust and value, creating an ever-important partnership. Build your dedicated financial team with us today. Visit CamussoCPA.com. That's CamussoCPA.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome in here to wrap up KER Politics. I have the publisher of my favorite newspaper on the line with me right now, Stephen Gregory, the Epoch Times. Stephen, you guys in your first section in issue number, what issue number was it? It's December 29th through January 4th, issue number 179. You devoted almost the entire front section to the review of Trump's first year in office, and I have to say your staff was, I think, accurate on the one hand, and number two, I think you were much more fair and balanced than anything else I had seen. And that's one of the reasons I like your paper. Give me a synopsis, if you would, of the first year, Stephen.
Well, just about the feature that we did. This is a set piece that most newspapers produce at the end of a president's first year. Our feature, we felt this year it was particularly important for us to do it because we felt that the story about Trump's first year really had not been told.
He has
been subjected to an unprecedented campaign by other politicians and by the media to delegitimize his presidency. He's a duly elected president, and he has not been accorded the fact that for 200 plus years has been the case in our country. We've thought that it was important to tell the story about what actually happened in his first year. And there is a lot.
There's a lot, and I thought it was pretty good. You know, we can summarize everything. What do you think is the most important accomplishment, in your opinion?
Well, I think the most important accomplishment has to do with the economy.
Uh-huh.
That his work on deregulation helped spark economic growth, along with businessmen feeling that there was a change of attitude in Washington towards business itself. The head of the National Association of Manufacturers commented on this in their year-end report, that the manufacturers are showing unprecedented optimism about their situation. And the head of the organization said that this was in part due to the feeling that Washington was no longer antagonistic towards business. And so the deregulation has had a big effect, but it's also a psychological change in which business sees that President Trump does not regard them as the enemy, that he wants to support them. He's been a cheerleader for them. Manufacturers' optimism is at record levels. Consumer confidence is at record levels. The stock market hit records over 60 times. Unemployment is its lowest in 17 years. And I don't think anyone, I know that this was not predicted when Trump took office. I don't know if you remember, there were blue ribbon economists who, as soon as he was elected, said the stock market would crash. And they were right for, I think, 12 hours, and since then it's taken off. So the economy, I think, is the big number one story. But I would put beside that story Trump's attempt to restore the rule of law in this country. You know, his court appointments have been highly praised for their quality, but what's especially important about his appointments to the federal bench, starting with Neil Gorsuch, the Supreme Court, is that these are jurists who believe in interpreting the laws written. They don't believe in using their positions on the court to enforce their policy preferences. And this is an extremely important change from the appointments under President Obama. It's crucial for restoring the rule of law in this country. Along with his court appointments, we've seen the enforcement of immigration law, which has initially greatly reduced the flow of illegal immigrants in this country. You've seen the crackdown on the violent gang MS-13, and the support for police officers more generally. Again, this is President Trump showing his support for law enforcement. And so this has been another big story. One of the big distinctions between President Trump's administration and that of President Obama's has been the stance toward U.S. energy production. That, you know, President Trump has taken a long list of actions to unleash America's energy production. His goal, in his words, is energy dominance. He wants the United States to be the dominant energy producer in the world. In fact, the International Energy Agency says that we're on track to become the world's leader in natural gas exports. Coal production over this past year increased by 55%. This is an industry that was on the ropes at declining, and it's seen a big turnaround. Now, Trump's focus on national security, we've seen the destruction of ISIS in the past year. Of course, there's still remnants that are moving around to other countries, but the caliphate has been eliminated. That is something that I don't think anyone anticipated happening so rapidly. President Trump is looking to restore the military, and the military's budget has declined over the past 7 years. All experts agree that it badly needs to be replenished. And a bill was passed towards the end of Trump's first year to do exactly that. We'll wait to see if Congress is able to fund that. But that's clearly one of Trump's priorities. And, of course, there is his national security strategy, which has been widely praised across party lines for giving a realistic and comprehensive approach to U.S. strategy. This is Trump's engagement in world affairs has included enlisting the Saudis in opposing terror and radical ideologies in the Middle East. We'll see how that develops, but that is a really remarkable accomplishment if the Saudis follow through on that, and it could be a game changer in terms of the war on terror. Because members of the Saudi kingdom themselves have often been some of the key bankrollers for terror around the world. Another aspect of Trump's first year, which has to do with his optimism and his understanding of the importance of faith and patriotism to the life of our country. He has, in his inaugural and throughout his speeches, he has emphasized the importance of religion to our national life. And this is something that's in line with what had been the American tradition in the presidency. But I think it's a very important aspect of his presidency that he... he recognizes the importance of religion to building community and providing national, elevating our national discourse. And Trump is an unabashed patriot, and that he is a champion for America and the American way of life. And he's tried to rally Americans to, you wouldn't think this would be necessary, but rally Americans to thinking well of their country.
Well, you wouldn't think it would be necessary. We're just about out of time, by the way, and I apologize for that, but then again, I'm not the timekeeper. You wouldn't think it would be necessary, but it was totally void under the Clinton administration simply by his actions, if nothing else, and it was certainly void under Mr. Progressive Barack Obama, who, by the way, Jasper wrote a very interesting little piece in this particular edition about how some people are calling for Barack Obama to return the Nobel Peace Prize, which I think is interesting. You don't see that anyplace else. Certainly in terms of news coverage, but then again, what the heck, you know, most of the papers are so dead set on being politically correct, they're never going to run a story like that. They will simply discount it, which I think is too bad. You know, again, I want to say in closing, Mr. Gregory, you've got a very interesting newspaper. I find it fascinating to read. I'd strongly recommend to our listeners, click on the link going to epictimes.com, and that will put you in with the electronic version, which comes to you at no cost. You will certainly receive a very, very different perspective on the news put out by a bunch of people who have the passion for getting the truth to the American public.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.